Welcome to today's Let's Talk Knoxville. I'm John Mowinkle. On today's program, we speak with Knoxville Mayor Brian Hatch as he updates us on the old VA campus. We had a recent event on July 15th. I guess talk about what the update was there, what kind of went down.
Yeah, that is kind of part of the process. Is one of the conditions that we had with GSA when we closed on the VA campus area. We had to market the two oldest buildings for redevelopment, potential redevelopment. The 15th was the open house date. So anyone interested could RSVP to the city, to the county, and we would meet with them, answer questions, and give them a chance to see the buildings. We had two people. They were working together, in fact, so two consultants interested. One of those went and looked at the building. I did not go. It was kind of raining that day, so we didn't go. But one person went to look at the building. I am assuming they got to see what they had to see. Now they will have another 30 days before the deadline to produce their proposal at that point. That's the deadline if you're interested.
So if you could just remind our listeners of the process. Obviously, like you said, there's 30 days left, and what we can expect here in the next few weeks here.
Yeah, so a couple things, actually. As another part of that condition, when we accepted the agreement with the VA, for the VA campus was the archaeological study. In fact, we just last week got the paperwork on that. They finished the study. We submitted it to Iowa State Department, the Historic Preservation Office. So they have 30 days to review that and see if everything checks out. We'll see where that goes, but at this point, I think it looks like they didn't find anything significant, so there'll be no further studies requested unless SHPO thinks there needs to be anything added to that. Once we have that completed, like I said before, in 30 days will be the deadline for anyone interested in redevelopment. If someone's interested, that'll start another 30-day period for them to put their actual proposal together. If no one's interested, that does clear us of that marketing window, and we can begin to plan what we want to do with the whole entire campus. With that is another deadline that'll be coming up here. We're working with Confluence, a consultant, design engineering consultant out of Des Moines, and they're working on our master development plan right now. That should be done hopefully late this fall by the end of the calendar year.
And if anyone has any questions, what's the best way to get those questions answered?
Well, I'd say a couple ways. We urge you to go on to our Knoxville VA District website. It's a great website with lots of information on it. Or reach out to one of us, anyone at City Hall, myself, and the county. Obviously, the county being the owners of it, Chairman Ramey, the Board of Supervisors, I'm sure they would all be happy to discuss the situation or answer any questions you may have.
I guess, is there anything else you would like to add for the people of Knoxville to know about this these recent developments?
It's nice that people get a chance to hear that we are moving forward. I know it is hard. We've talked about this 100 times, but you get anxious. We finally get some closure to the VA campus. People want to move forward. I want to move forward quickly. So it's hard to stay patient, but as people hopefully can see, we are taking the proper steps that we need to. We are moving forward. I know it's a long, slow process, but we continue to ask for your patience, and hopefully by the end of this year, we'll have a plan put together and we can start to implement that in the next year.
That's Knoxville Mayor Brian Hatch. Appreciate your time.
Thank you.
Thanks to Knoxville Mayor Brian Hatch for joining us on today's program. If you'd like to listen to today's program or past shows, go to KNIAKRLS.com and click podcast.